buddy of mine from Nova Scotia, Alex Pace. He plays for the NLL Wings. Him and myself, we dropped our business, Northern Torch Lacrosse, and we thought, you know, what a better place to, there's not a better place to do my first camp is right back where it started for me, right? So we're coming back home sound to do a camp. The camp's March 26th, 27th, and 28th. It's 4 hours of floor time, and, you know, we're going to have all kinds of fun stuff going on. We're going to have a bunch of giveaways. We just signed with Signature Lacrosse. So we're going to have a bunch of giveaways, heads, shafts, and then a bunch of our apparel. So, yeah, we're also doing a hardest shot. We got a shot radar out. So, yeah, it's lots of fun stuff. It's going to be a good time.
Sounds like it will be a great time. Jake, when you look at this, how eager do you anticipate the demand will be to participate since lacrosse players and people in general have been cooped up for the better part of a year?
Yeah, we've had lots of good feedback so far. There's been a lot of people, a lot of parents that have been saying, you know, kids have been, you know, dying for some lacrosse to come back, and it's even hockey, they got it put on hold. So, you know, kids are cooped up in the house, and they're just really excited to get back into the game and you know, be playing with their buddies and, you know, have the stick back in their hands. So, yeah, registration's been really good, but, yeah, we're looking to fill up in the next week or so and, you know, have a full camp for the first time here in Owen Sound. That'd be great.
We're with Jake McNabb from Northern Torch, and the camp is coming up March 26th to 28th. If people are interested in participating in this camp, how do they go about registering if they haven't already done so, Jake?
They could register with us at northerntorchlacrosse@gmail.com. They can also go to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's Northern Torch Lacrosse, and they'll have all the information there to get a hold of us and sign up.
What kind of age brackets are you conducting here? Because I take it you have different levels of caliber and different levels of ages participating.
Yeah, so this time around, we're only offering three age groups, U17, U14, and U11. Once we kind of figure out how many kids we're going to be able to pull in this area for the camps, we're hopefully we can offer a U9. And then we also want to eventually have an all-girls division. Right now, our girls will play with the boys, but eventually we want to have their own division. So that's kind of where we'll end up going with it, or end up going with it in the summer.
Jake, in your background, I'm sure somewhere along the line through minor lacrosse or even junior lacrosse, you went to a camp or participated in a camp. What makes a successful camp for lacrosse or for any activity?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, being able to have fun with it. Like, we want to be able to incorporate things that are going to make players really fall in love with the game. I think it's a great opportunity for new players, too. Like, new players around here, if you want to start playing, you have to more or less sign up and lock yourself in for a whole year of lacrosse, right? Now we're offering the opportunity to come for 3 days, see if you like the sport. If you fall in love with it, then you can go and sign up for minor lacrosse. We're giving these new players an option, you know, kind of feel it out, see if they like it. And, you know, we think that might bring out a lot of new players, and it could be good for minor lacrosse in Owen Sound.
Last couple of questions for Jake McNabb, a former Owen Sound junior, and now with Northern Torch and the lacrosse camp that's coming up March 26th to 28th. Have you discovered how much you love lacrosse? And I'm sure you always did, but in the absence of activity, have you rediscovered how much the game means to you?
Yeah, I've always loved the game, man. I put a lot of hours in my backyard and when I was younger, and since this pandemic hit, I kind of got back to my roots that way, and, you know, just being able to shoot and play on my own. So, yeah, I'll never take this game for granted. This last year that I've had off, it's been tough because usually the game's, you know, always right there for you. So, yeah, I kind of got back to the roots and just went back to the backyard where it all started, and that's what really helped me out. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to hopefully playing for the senior A's here in Owen Sound this summer, and then again back in Colorado in December.
Finally, Jake, with your camp that's coming up, it's a definite, right? I know there's lots of uncertainty for a lot of activities in sports, but you're going ahead with your camp no matter what, right?
Yeah, so our camp's a go. We have everything figured out as far as insurance and rentals and everything. I guess, you know, with these uncertain times, you never know with if we go back into a lockdown. But the way it's looking right now and how the province is going forward, it looks like we are for sure going to have the camp. So we're really excited about that.
Well, Jake, thanks for this. Best of luck March 26th to 28th, and I'm sure you'll have lots of camps as the years go by. Thanks again for this.
Perfect. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.